You love to travel? Do you love to talk about travel? Me too, I got you. Travel is an amazing way to experience new places. Wellness is being physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy. This Sweet Dreams Wellness Travel Podcast is all about exploring wellness travel. I'm Barbara Tuckett, your host, and the owner of Sweet Dreams Travel. Part of our emotional and mental health is connection. And I believe that traveling with the intention to connect can bring wellness to your life. In this podcast, I explore traveling for connection, connection with places, with experiences, with those you travel with, and with those you meet, especially connection with yourself. I want your travel to improve your wellness. Hello, friend. So excited to be here with you today, even though it's December. So even though it's kind of cold on my side at my house, we are going to talk about something really warm and sunny and wonderful today. So today we are talking about the best bang for your buck all-inclusive resorts in Mexico. So I kind of started when I was thinking about this topic. I actually was considering just talking about all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean. And then the list kind of started growing and growing. And I just started feeling like, you know what, this is too much. I'm only going to focus on Mexico with this episode. And then later I will do one with talking about all-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean. Now, there are hundreds and hundreds of all-inclusive resorts. And so why am I highlighting these? Because I feel like these are amazing resorts and they give you really good value for a good price. So we are not talking about necessarily cutting corners. This is not what are the cheapest resorts you can stay in, all-inclusive resorts in Mexico. That is not what I am talking about today. Because I personally don't really believe that you get the best value from a cheap resort. I feel like they cut corners with food, they cut corners with possibly a location, with activities, with pools, with cleanliness, so I really feel like you get what you pay for in a lot of ways. And so this is not an episode of what are the cheapest all-inclusive resorts in Mexico. Because if you just want to find the cheapest price for an all-inclusive resort, you can just, you know, go online, do a web search, and whatever the cheapest all-inclusive resort is that pops up for you, go ahead and book that. And you're good, right? You don't need me or anybody else to like tell you what the best prices are. Anyway, sorry for going off on my little rant there for a minute, but that is really what I believe. I love a good all-inclusive resort. Love, love, love them. All your meals, all your drinks, all your activities, your downtime are all included. It's just a beautiful, amazing option. So really, an all-inclusive resort is all about maximizing the experience that you get for your investment. And that's what we're going to talk about. So what does, if we're not talking about the El Cheapo, and I'm not giving you the cheapest options in Mexico, what does high value mean? Well, that's what we're going to address. I believe that you want an experience multiplier. You want a place that has some great experiences right there at the resort, where you don't have to feel like you're using this cheap property as just your home base, but then in order to get a good experience, you have to go off the resort. That's, in my opinion, that's not the point of an all-inclusive resort. What you want is something that really gives you the best, like I said, bang for your buck, the best experience as you are staying there. So you are not paying for just a room. You are paying for the experience. You are paying for the environment. You're paying for rest, for culture, meaning the local culture of the place, for the pools, the beaches, the food, the connection. You are paying for the memories that you are making. Like, that is all part of your experience. And that is what you want the value to be, and how all of these things just kind of are effortlessly built into your day, into your experience there at the resort. So I'm talking about resorts that deliver more than you would expect. They have great hospitality. They have great beaches and or pools. Now, some people are, I'm not going to say that all of these places have amazing beaches because some people are not really about the beaches. Some people really, really love a good pool, some great pools or water parks for kids or things like that. And even though the beaches are beautiful and they're lovely and they're wonderful, some people don't love an amazing beach. Other people go just for the beach and the pools are nice, but they're a little secondary to what the beach looks like. So, some of these options are great pool options, some are great beach options, some are both. I believe that a good option would be something that has great amenities, that has good food, and it's just all in this for this great package price. Okay, so why is Mexico such a standout for all-inclusive resorts? They have beautiful coastlines. And I know you're probably thinking of, oh, Cancun. Yes, they have those beautiful Caribbean coastlines. Yes, but Cancun is not the only place in Mexico that has all-inclusive resorts and gorgeous beaches and coastlines. The resorts are also very easy to get to. There's a common airport that you can fly into, and it doesn't take hours and hours to get to your resort. There is high-quality staff. And really, the culture in Mexico is very service oriented. And so they are just naturally that way as a people. And they just provide a really great experience. Great food. There is also lots of resort variety in Mexico. So there's everything from these small little boutique adult only properties that are all inclusives to huge resorts that are more like a big playground and that just have tons of great options and activities. Mexico is also a great standout because they just are, like I said, just a warm culture kind of people. They have beautiful nature, jungles, and beautiful sometimes mountains, sometimes desert, sometimes it's just like gorgeous scenery, and they have amazing activities. So they really are a fantastic place for an all-inclusive resort. Plus, they are really close to the US. And so, because they have shorter flight times, they are just really a fantastic option. If you have not experienced an all-inclusive resort in Mexico, put it on your bucket list because it's such a fun thing. Unless you are not at all a warm weather vacation kind of person, then as long as you like beaches, as long as you like sun, as long as you like, that type of vacation, definitely you've got to try an all-inclusive resort in Mexico because they're fantastic. Okay. So let's jump in. I'm just going to name off a whole bunch. So the first area that we're going to be in is kind of Cancun and the Riviera Maya. Now, all of those are the same area. Tulum, Cancun, Riviera Maya, Playa del Carmen. You may have heard all of these names, and they are all the same area. You either will fly into the Cancun airport, which is the main airport, or there is a smaller airport further away, further south, called the Tulum Airport. So, all of these next few resorts that I'm going to talk about are in this same area. So, in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, the first resort I'm going to mention is called the Fives Azul Beach Resort. So, the atmosphere is really lively here. It's just a mid-sized resort. Their focus is beach, dining, pools, and family activities. So, they have great nature, great wildlife. You are almost guaranteed to see wild monkeys here. This is a great property for weddings. They have a beautiful beachfront gazebo location. They really have kind of like this elevated but not over the top feel. And so it really has this fun combination of down to earth but also nice. They have 1, 2, or 3 bedroom suites available. So they're great for a group of people traveling together, really close to Playa del Carmen. And so, I mean, some people even walk into town, or you might take a taxi, which is not a long taxi ride. So, very close, very walkable. They have 9 pools here. Even though they do have a good beach, this is really great if you are a pool lover. And they have good food. So, that's why the Fives Azul Beach kind of stands out to me. Okay, we're still going to stay in the Playa del Carmen area, and this resort is called Paradisus Playa del Carmen. It has a really family-friendly and upbeat atmosphere. It's a large resort, so there's lots to do, lots of places to go and check out. Their focus is family fun. They also focus on the beach, the spa, the variety of dining. They do have some really nice, spacious rooms and suites here. They have a water park with a pirate ship, so that's really fun for the kids. It is right in Playa del Carmen, similar to the Fives that we just talked about. So it's easy to get into town. They have good food. It's a really fun property. Ideal for wedding groups. It is great for families. There is an adults-only section, so if you kind of want to be away from the kids, that's great too. And one standout thing at this resort is that they offer swim-up suites for families. Now, a lot of other resorts have swim-up suites, but they don't have them for, more than just adults. And so they have swim-up suites here that accommodate families. So that's a really great little tidbit info. Okay, expanding, we are in still the same general area. This is called the Riviera Maya. Now, the Barcelo Maya Resort Complex is great. It's a lot of times I recommend it for first-time all-inclusive resort people because it's so adaptable to whatever you want. The atmosphere is very lively. It is, I would call it a mega resort because what it is it's this huge long stretch of beach, and there are six resorts, six hotels in the that are all Barcelo properties all along the same stretch of beach. And so it's amazing for beaches, for, if you love a good beach. But they also have so much because they have so much property here, they have so many other amenities. So their focus is beach, pools, water park, and activities. They are really one of the strongest amenity to price ratios in all of Mexico. I love recommending them because of that. There's so many things that you get and activities and options at these resorts because they do have a stay at one, play at four option where there are four of the, I guess you'd call them basic, but basically they're four of their resorts that you can stay at any one of them. And you can use the amenities for all of them. You can go to the restaurants at all of them. You can do all of the things that are at any of these four resorts. The other two are a little different. One is an adults only, and then one of them is more of a premium, a little bit premium price. And so if you're staying at those two, the extra two, you can play at all six. But the more four entry level Barcelo properties, you can only stay between those four, if that makes sense. So, like I said, there are six resorts in this complex. There's a water park. There's a shopping area. That's this picture that I've included here. It's the mall. It really is an indoor mall, and it's got all these stores and shops and things. They've got a bowling alley. They've got nightly shows. It really feels like it can just be so all-inclusive just in its own little area with all the things there are to do. It is really perfect for multi-generation families. It's perfect for spa people. They've got a great spa. Like I said, great for honeymooners, kids of all ages, friend groups, beach lovers, people looking for lots to do. Like there's just a lot to do at these properties. It's really good for snorkeling on site and sea turtles on site. So if that's kind of something that you're into, we may want to look into this property for you. Okay. Moving on. Now we are going to move to, it's still the general Cancun area, but this place is called Playa Mujeres, and which is closer to the Cancun area. Now in Playa Mujeres, I really love the Grand Palladium Costa Mujeres. It has a lively, active atmosphere. It is a mega resort. It's really huge and wonderful. Their focus is entertainment, pools, dining, and family amenities. They do have a good beach, but I would say the focus isn't as much the beach here. They have four pools here. One of them is just a specifically for a kids pool. They have daily shows, nightly shows that are live. They have a family selection club, which is a specific area, family selection area. And so it gives you a premium family experience, personalized services, personalized facilities. Like it's really just awesome. They have at this property, they have canals that allow boat access throughout the resort. So it kind of feels a little bit like Venice, maybe floating in your little boat as you can get to different places in the property. They have a tennis center on site, and they have a calmer beachfront than the Cancun hotel zone. So I really like that about it as well. Okay, moving to the Cancun hotel zone. I'm only going to highlight one property in the hotel zone, but there are lots. This atmosphere at the Paradisus Cancun is lively. They have both adult zones and family zones. It is also a big mega resort. Their focus is beach and dining and activities and wellness classes. So they have this beautiful, iconic pyramid design. They have yoga on site. They have Pilates. Like I said, they kind of do have a wellness focus. They offer theme nights. They have a kids club. They have adults only spaces. They have a beautiful beach and they are close to the airport. So if you are not doing as long of a trip, you may want to look into staying somewhere like on the hotel zone or in the Costa Mujeres area. They have a golf course close by, and so that they are a really nice option. Okay, let's go to a whole different area in Mexico. Let's move to Puerto Vallarta and the Riviera Nayarit area. So, with this area, you fly into one airport, Puerto Vallarta, and then there are different areas where you can stay in. So, this first property that I'm going to highlight is an Iberostar property. I really do like the Iberostar properties, they're a good solid option. This one is called the Iberostar Selection Playa Mita. Their atmosphere is calm and easygoing. They're a mid-sized resort, so they have things to do, but they are not, huge. Their focus is beach walks, sustainability, golf, and relaxation. So they are really set on this beautiful scenic stretch of the Riviera Nayarit coastline, and they have good food, they have good service, they offer ocean view rooms. They have a really nice pool area, and there is nearby access to a Greg Norman designed golf course. So, if you are a golfer or traveling with someone who is, then that might be a draw. They really kind of have this quiet, natural vibe. So, it's really a nice, a little bit quieter, but they are good for families and adults and pretty much all ages. So, okay, still in Puerto Vallarta, the Hilton Puerto Vallarta. So, the vibe at the Hilton Puerto Vallarta is calm, but they do have pockets of energy. They do have areas where you can have like a higher energy experience. They're a mid-sized resort. They have a nice beach. It's a very walkable resort. So, that's nice. Some of these mega resorts, you either have to, get on a golf court or walk quite a bit. And so, this resort is nice and walkable. They have a great location in the hotel zone in Puerto Vallarta. They have two pools. They have one active pool and one quieter rooftop pool. Like I said, it's walkable. The resort itself is walkable, but it's really walkable to into the shops in the Malecón area in Puerto Vallarta. So it's really a great option if you want to have, resort, you're staying in a resort and you have all of the great amenities there, plus be able to really get into town and explore locally and see what there is to do. This resort is a great starter all-inclusive resort for somebody who doesn't want to feel like they're at a resort, quote unquote. They want to just be at a nice property, but it is all-inclusive and it does have some great amenities. Okay, still in Puerto Vallarta, let's look at the Dreams Vallarta Bay Resort and Spa. Now, this picture is Puerto Vallarta itself along the streets, the Malecón of Puerto Vallarta. This is not the picture of the resort. So, the Dreams Vallarta Bay is lively. It is a mid-sized resort. They focus on beach, family-friendly amenities, and their dining choices. They have a nice swimmable beach. They have really good dining for the category that it is. It is not like a huge luxury resort, but it's a really good bang for your buck. They have a large main pool plus some great kids options. And it feels modern and fresh. It's a nice option. Dreams Vallarta Bay. Okay, one more in Puerto Vallarta. This is called the Maraval Emotions Resort and Suites. It's in Nuevo Vallarta, that area. It is an upbeat and family-forward type of property. It's a large resort. They have family suites. They have activities. They have a nice beach. They really have some spacious suite options, so it's really great for large families or multi-generation groups because they accommodate people in lots of different room types. They have a beautiful beach, they have lots of activities. So So they have biking, they have water sports, they have a beach, they have nightly shows. And so it's a really great option for families that want value with lots of fun. It also would be really great for, friend groups like I show in this picture, for adults only. You don't have to bring kids because they have lots of great amenities for just adults only as well. All right. So let's go to the third all-inclusive amazing area in Mexico, and that is Cabo, Los Cabos. Now, Los Cabos consists of Cabo San Lucas, Los Cabos, and San Jose del Cabo. I'm just going to call the whole area Cabo or Los Cabos, but there are basically three different locations that you can stay in. Now, one thing to know about Cabo in general is that, well, a couple things. Where Cancun is the Caribbean, and it's really a nice white sand Caribbean kind of feel. And Puerto Vallarta is jungle on the beach. Cabo is kind of desert on the beach. Even though they do have palm trees, you can see palm trees in this picture that I'm showing. They do have palm trees, they do have beautiful beaches, but they also are a drier climate. And so it's kind of desert on the beach. It's really a beautiful, it's a stunning area. But because of their location south of LA and San Diego, the beaches are not, there are not very many swimmable beaches at the resorts. So the resorts have beautiful beaches. And of course, you can go down and play in the sand. You can get in the water just on the edge, but they do not recommend actually getting in and swimming in most of the beaches at the resorts. There are swimmable beaches in Cabo, and they're pretty accessible and they're easy to get to. But that's just good information to know. So, this first property that we're talking about in Cabo is called the Marquis Los Cabos. And this is an adults only property. This is the only adults only property that I am highlighting today. It is serene and romantic. It's really like smaller boutique feeling. The focus is relaxation and the beautiful views and the elevated dining. So they have a couple of highlights. They have oceanfront suites with plunge pools. So it feels like a splurge without the high price tag. They have daily treats delivered to your room. They have beautiful infinity pools, exceptional restaurants, and it's really peaceful and it's great for an adults-only getaway. So the Marquis Los Cabos, put that on your radar if you are thinking about wanting just an adult getaway. Okay, let's talk about a couple of other Cabo options. This first one is the Hyatt Ziva Los Cabos, and this one is located in close to the city of San Jose del Cabo. It's a lively but balanced resort. It's a large resort. They've got a focus on pools and dining and family activities. They're known for their great food. They have a kids' water park. They also have adults-only areas. One thing I really like that Hyatt has done in these all-inclusive resort areas is they've created a kids or a family-friendly type of resort, which is the Ziva, the Hyatt Ziva, and then almost always next door to it, they have an adults-only resort called the Zilara, the Hyatt Zilara, and so that is what is available here. They have beautiful grounds, great service. It's not a swimmable beach here, like I was talking about, but it has a fantastic pool area, and it does have a beautiful beach, so it's gorgeous, and you can walk along it, and you can, dip your toes in the sand and the water and everything, but it's just not swimmable because of the undertow. That is why. All right, next in Los Cabos, let's look at Dreams. It's called the Dreams Los Cabos Suites Golf Resort and Spa. So the vibe here is calm, elegant, and family friendly. It's just a mid-size resort. Its focus is on views, relaxation, and wellness. They do have beautiful ocean views, although it's not a swimmable beach again. They're a modern upscale kind of resort. They have yoga, they have a great spa, they have quiet areas, but it's perfect for families who prefer calm to having a really busy option. And then Los Cabos, the final Cabo option, which is also located in San Jose del Cabo, is the Royal Solaris, Los Cabos. Now, the vibe here is lively and family forward. It's a large resort. Their focus is pools and activities and a kids club. The Royal Solaris is just a consistent, good pick for value. They just have good value for what they have. They have a friendly staff, they have good energy, they have a really colorful kids club with water slides and water features. They have a great beachfront for lounging, for sunrise walks. It is not recommended to be swimmable. You can get in the water, but it's not actually swimmable. And the Royal Solaris Los Cabos is a great option. Okay, so that is the end of the recommendations. But now let's talk for just a minute of how to choose. How do you know what to choose? Well, here are some questions to ask. Do you want a more quiet or do you want a more energetic kind of place? Are you looking for adults only? Are you looking for family friendly? Are you looking for a mega resort with lots of activities and lots of things to do? Or do you want more of a boutique feel, more of a quiet and intimate kind of feel? What does your dream day look like? Do you want to relax by the pool? Do you want to try snorkeling? Do you want to try new foods, play at the beach, or do you want to get off-site and explore the culture, or mostly just have it be a home base so that you can do a lot of excursions and things? I will help you figure out the answers to these questions and help find the right resort for you based on what you are looking for and in your price range, of course, because that's always a consideration as well. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. So, if you are looking for something that is quiet and relaxing, I would recommend the Marquee Los Cabos, which was the adults only one, the Iberostar Playa Mita, or Dreams Los Cabos. If you are looking for lively and lots to do, check out the Barcelo Maya Resorts, Maraval Emotions, Grand Palladium Costa Mujeres, or Dreams Vallarta Bay. If you are looking for some of the best options for families, check out Paradisus La Esmeralda. Look at Hyatt Ziva Los Cabos, Maraval Emotions, or Dreams Vallarta Bay. For culinary, for high culinary value, The Fives, Hyatt Ziva Los Cabos, and Paradisus Cancun. Walkability and local access, I feel like the best one of this list would be the Hilton Puerto Vallarta. And for beaches, if you are a beach snob and you really want some good beaches, check out the Barcelo Maya. I mentioned their long beach because they have so many resorts along their beach. The Paradisus Cancun, Dreams Vallarta Bay, or Iberostar Playa Mita are great for beaches. Okay, just as a recap, here's me on a beach. And if you are watching the video, here's me on a beach. I would love to help you. This is a lot of info that I've just thrown at you, and I really love my job. I love helping people figure out which resort is best for them. I love like outlining the pricing, the amenities, all the things that you will get and kind of things to look for and think about. So contact me if you are thinking about booking an all-inclusive trip to Mexico. I don't mark up any prices. Some people have a misconception that travel agents will mark up prices. Just, if you're using a travel agent, then you are paying extra because they are adding on a fee to everything. That is untrue, completely untrue in my case. I do not add on any fees. If I charge a planning fee, I will tell you that right up front. And you will pay me right up front if I charge a planning fee for your trip. So I don't mark up anything. I just pass on the savings and the promotions and the deals and the specials and anything that I find, I just totally pass them on to you. I give you the best advice and the choices for you for what you are looking for. I always just give you the best choices for you and then I just let you make the decision. So please let me know if you are interested in looking at an all-inclusive resort or any other type of resort or vacation. I would be more than happy to help you figure it out and get on your way, get you some ideas. So, have a great December. I hope you are not too stressed about your busy December, and hopefully, it's going great so far. It's been fun talking to you about all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, and we will talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I would invite you to like, share, or leave a review. Let's help grow our wellness travel community.